4, HKX, mobile.
N0TR, good afternoon, Patrick.
Hey, Tom. And hey, Miss Bernice. I assume you're somewhere close by.
Yeah, I'm close by.
Right beside me.
Gotta keep Tom on a short leash or he gets out of control.
All right, Patrick, that's one. Insinuating that I would participate in such activities?
I insinuated. I thought I made it pretty clear.
I'm going to put you in that same class with ND7J. How's your day going? That is, before you contacted me here. You did a nice job on the net last night. You got a real good voice for that, Patrick. Appreciate it.
I like to challenge myself with stuff that gets me out of my comfort zone, and that was one of them.
You didn't sound like it. Sound like an old pro on there. You want the mouse over here, Bernice? Okay. We were looking at holsters for iPhones. I need one that's a little bit bigger iPhone. I changed phones from a mini to an iPhone 14 Pro, and it's bigger a little bit, not bad. I don't want anything that looks like an iPad that I got to carry around on my waist.
Before long, that's what it'll be. Everybody's going to have like a 10-inch tablet for a phone.
They charged me $100 for it, so that was a good deal, and they give me $1,000 off for my good looks.
We won't touch that one, but they might need some glasses.
You're out. Just about. I'll tell you for sure, those things aren't cheap. But nonetheless, we've been over to Spartanburg today and went to Sam's and Best Buy and picked up the grandson a present and then come back. I just sat here drinking a cup of coffee and one of Bernice's, what do you call them, cookies? Oatmeal cookies. They got some dates in them. I'll probably answer for that after a while.
Good oatmeal cookies with dates and raisins in them.
Make some up and meet up with you someplace while you're on your route and give you a sample. Oh, they are delicious. Oh, we went to the daughter's yesterday and took some eggs down there and got some plans made for Christmas dinner and stuff like that. It rained pretty heavy when we was in Spartanburg a while ago. I talked to Jerry earlier when I was on the way over there. It was just sprinkling then. 58 degrees here now and very little wind. I think it's about over with, but I haven't brought up the radar, but they said it'd move out pretty quick.
Excursion's saying 61 up here. I'm on my way over to help the Blue Ridge Amateur Club with the Christmas parade in Hendersonville today.
Well, you're just doing all kinds of good things. I don't know. If you see ND7J up there, be sure you throw a few little jabs at him. I normally get him, but I try to stay ahead of him, put it that way. You know ND7J?
I seen his call on the list of volunteers, but I didn't see it. But that don't mean he won't be there. I'll keep my eyes open for him, and I'll give him a good jab for you.
Trying to break in? Maybe not. Might have just been a key. Yeah, he's a great guy, but don't ever tell him I said that. I kind of was there when he got started in ham radio and led him in all the wrong directions, of course, and we've been friends ever since, and he's got just a beautiful station up there now.
Need to get over and check it out. I hadn't been able. I've met Bob several times, but not at his station. I hadn't been able to get by there.
East of town, you go out like you're going to Granddad's apple orchard and that, and then someplace out there you hang a right. But he's up there in apple orchard country, and once you get near his house, you turn down a little road like you're out in the sticks, probably like you are, and he lives down at the end of it on the right side, and he does a real good job, and, oh, he likes contesting and all that stuff, and he's a great chef, I'll tell you that for sure. Him and Bernice, he hit it off good.
Some of those conversations, and it's tough when you're out in the truck and you ain't got nowhere good to go eat. To sit and listen to that, Shane and I usually suffer from that problem.
Another good one. I haven't talked to him in the last day, but do talk to him quite often. I sent him a picture last night of the Bandscope. They're running a 160-meter contest, which 160 meters is a winter band, and it really stinks in the summer, and static and all. But, gee, Manita is coming out of the woodworks last night. Our distant stations, of course, DX, and you could have worked all states real easy. I don't know if you'd have got Hawaii or not, but the band scope was absolutely saturated. By the way, I tried to send you something the other day on your phone, and it didn't go through. And I don't know if I got the right number in there or not, or if I did something wrong. Getting old don't help anything.
If I remember, I'll send you a text just to make sure you got the number right.
I'd appreciate that. Where are you going out? Up through Landrum and over to 26? Or you're north of that, aren't you?
You're running parallel with the repeater back over into Hendersonville. Quickly, though, I'm getting into what I call the black hole. I'm getting in the shadow of Pinnacle Mountain. So I'll probably go ahead and say 7-3 to you and Miss Bernice. Good to hear you today. Thank you for the encouragement on Ned. And y'all have a good day and stay safe out there. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick. Stop by and see us sometime. Good to hear you. KO4HKX and 0TR. 7-3.
KA3JCA.
I'm losing the repeater. I'm coming into a black hole, so I don't know if you can hear me. KO4HK.
Now, you want to go over to 285? KA3JCA QSY.
KO4HK QSY.